Yeah, in Luke chapter 16 and verse 10, Jesus is talking and he says, you know, be faithful with the little, and then you'll be given more. And then he also says, if someone is if you're trustworthy with someone else's a property, then you'll be trusted with your own. And I know these are sort of kind of little principles, but I just kind of get the sense that God was just saying, look, all you need to do is just be faithful with a little bit that you've got in front of you. You can be overwhelmed, or you can be encouraged to just be faithful. Talking about being trustworthy with someone else's property, we were in Tasmania a while back, and we had a hire van, and it was one of the few companies that allowed you to go anywhere virtually in Tasmania on the gravel, and we took it pretty much everywhere. And then we were just about to hand it back, and I thought it'd be good to give this thing a wash. And, you know, the person who was in the campsite with me said, but it's a hire car. You don't need to wash it. It's stupid. It's not yours. And I thought, well, yes, but if it was mine, I'd like to give it a wash. And I'd like to hand it back in better condition than they expect it. And I'd like to take care of it because I appreciate what they've done and how they've helped me. And I want to help them. And it sort of, I don't know whether it had an effect on this guy, but he seemed to be washing his as well after that. I wasn't asking anyone else to wash their cars. I was just saying, hey, I want to, you know, often if I borrow something from someone, I end up wanting to hand it back better than I got it. Because, you know, that's just being trustworthy with the little things. It goes on to say in that passage in Luke, I didn't mark it actually, I should go to it. It says, if you're dishonest in little things, then you'll be dishonest with much. I'm not going to get drawn into political conversations, but let me move it a little bit aside. If Tim was here, he'd appreciate this. But there's a controversy going on at the moment in the chess world about someone who's cheating, and they've gone up the rankings, and it appears they've been cheating. The funny thing is, in looking back in this person's life, and I'm not besmirching his character, but he's known to have cheated. When he was a kid, he cheated. When he was 8 or 9, he cheated at chess. And there's something kind of about that sort of slight flaw in his character that sort of says, well, why wouldn't he then, later on in life, continue to do that? Because that is something that if he's been dishonest then, well, why wouldn't, with a little, when it didn't seem important, why wouldn't that escalate? And so there's something to be said. We're trying to live a different life. We're trying to live against the grain. We're not comparing ourselves with what other people do with their hire cars, or what other people do with their, you know, it's okay, everyone does it. I was going to say tax returns, but that's a similar thing. I mean, sometimes I've talked to tax advisors who say, oh, you can get away with this and you can get away with that, and no one will ask about this and no one will ask about that. I'm saying, yeah, but I don't claim for any of those things. I don't need anything. Yes, but everyone does it. No, not everyone does. And we should be those who are faithful in just the little things. Psalm 15 says, keep your word even when it hurts. And, you know, it's funny because if you buy things off like Facebook Marketplace, let's say, or somewhere like that, you talk to people who they've said, well, this person said they were going to turn up and they didn't. And they said they were going to pay for this, and they didn't. And people are kind of, they shouldn't be surprised in some ways, but they're surprised and disappointed that people don't keep their word. Or the other way around, they're surprised when you say you're going to do it, and you do it. We once had an opportunity to go to, they did a massive concert at Wembley, and for some reason someone had some VIP tickets, and they said, would you like some VIP tickets to go to this kind of big thing in Wembley? Oh, yeah, that's great. Looked at the diary. No, we've invited someone around for a meal on that night. Oh, yeah, but, you know, I said, no, that's, we've said yes to this meal, so we say no to these tickets. On the night of the meal, the people never turned up. And we rang them. They said, "Oh no, we've forgotten, and we've eaten already." But you kind of keep your word, because even when it hurts. It's interestingly, in the passage, it goes on, it says, what is highly valued amongst men is detested in God's sight. I mean, that's a bit strong, but if you look at the Greek, it sort of says, it stinks. So some of the things that the world is saying, this is really good and this is really important, to God, it just stinks. And he's looking for something different. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. It says, don't show contempt. Don't trample on small things. And I'm reminded of little tomato plants. If you get tomato seedlings, there's this teeny little thing that looks barely like anything. If you prick that out and put it into something, give it the right environment, suddenly you've got an amazing plant. And I think God is saying to some people, again, just be faithful in the small things. They seem insignificant, but they're not insignificant. Because when we do what we can do, it allows him to do what he can do. And that passage that says, not by might, not by strength, but by my spirit, that applies to this. You know, we get ourselves into perspective, and it's not about us, it's about what he can do if we remain faithful in the small things, in the unseen things, in the things that cost us, but no one knows they cost us, in the things that we just do because we know they're right. And we keep faithful in the little things. Moses was asked in Exodus, when God was calling him, you know, how am I going to do all this stuff? And God says, what's in your hand? And, you know, he just had a stick. I mean, he was 80 years old, so he was allowed a stick, I think. He was also a shepherd, but he was shepherding Jethro's, his father-in-law's sheep. So, you know, there's something about a shepherd's crook. But there was something just about the ordinariness of this stick that basically said, you know, it's something simple. It's something close by. It's something you're doing. It's something God will use. You know, I know the food bank, you know, they're at it again. They're going to schools. They're picking up stuff. They're loading in cans into shelves. And, you know, there are times when you think, everyone smiles when you come up and kind of present and say, oh, isn't the food bank wonderful? But they're the guys who are lugging tins in and out of the back of cars and going home thinking, what's my back like? You know, there. But God sees that. He sees the faithful. He sees the faithfulness of just what's in front of you. If you are faithful with a little, he will be faithful with the lot. It's interesting. Sometimes, you know, you have got a financial challenge. And even when we look at some of the things which we need to cover, it's easy to think there's nothing I can do to cover that financial hole. So what's the point of giving? Well, the point of giving is that we do our bit, and that enables God to do his bit. He's looking for us to give, you know, the widow's mite, or he's looking for us to give what the little boy gave to Jesus. And then he says, right, you've given to the maximum that you can give. Now let me show you what I can do. And he comes in and does the rest. And that's how the kingdom of God works. We're faithful, even though it seems insignificant. Even so, it doesn't seem relevant. You know, there's the story of the person going along the beach and there's a load of starfishes stranded on the beach and they're throwing them back into the sea and someone comes along and goes, that's pointless. You know, it's not going to make any difference. Look how many starfish there are. And he throws one back and goes, well, it made a difference to that one. You know, it is kind of sometimes that. You know, hey, I can make a difference to someone today, to one person's life, to one nurse, to one, you know, to one person. I can do a small thing. I can't get it all, but I can be faithful in the little. You know, success looks different to God. Success in his eyes looks like faithfulness, and it allows him to do so much more than we can ask and imagine. And sometimes we're bashing away at the thing which we think is going to look successful, and the thing that we think is what he's asked us to do, and we've missed what he has asked us to. He's just asked us to continue to be faithful to the little things, and they will continue to add up. When in Psalm 18, David is writing a psalm. And you know, it's interesting that the whole story of David, because he knew that God had told him he would be king. But he also knew that he wasn't going to depose and force out Saul, who was also God's anointed king. And he was going to leave it up to God to deal with that situation. And that's difficult when you know that you've heard from God, but it's still not working. You think, okay, I'll take over from here, God. And David didn't. He understood. There were challenges, but he understood. And, you know, that psalm, you're my strength, God, you're my fortress. And then it says, to the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. And then in 30, he gets the idea. He is a shield for those who take refuge. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my ways perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He trains me for battle. You know, suddenly putting back, it's not me who's doing this, all of this. It's God who is going to do all of this. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. Let the success or otherwise be up to God, and let the faithfulness be up to us, because that's the bit we can do. And you know, one foot in front of another. It is just continuing to follow that path and keep talking and keep holding on and keep listening and let God decide what should be the outcome of that, and not let us decide. You know, there's a lot of talk sometimes about the story of Samson. And if you ever see Samson portrayed in films and stuff, you often see him like Arnie, you know, like really big and muscly. But that obviously can't be the case, because otherwise why would they be questioning where his strength came from? Like, how is this person doing this? If he was like Arnie, they would be saying, we know how he's doing it. He's Arnie. But they said, how is he doing it? So there must have been something, and there's a school of thought that says he must have been quite a weedy-looking guy and pretty unusual, you know, sort of Mr. Bean. Think of that, you know, or something else along those lines. And suddenly, when the Spirit of God came upon him, he could do extraordinary things. And ultimately, that's what our lives should be. When we know what we can do or what we can't do, it's just as important to know, yeah, you know what, I can't, but I can be faithful. And when then God chooses to anoint what I'm doing, then he can do more than I can ask or imagine. And that will change the circumstance. Amen. Amen. Let's pray for us. Father, I thank you. All my life, you have been faithful. And even the times when we're looking, the dark times when we're thinking, well, this doesn't make any sense at all. God, you are still faithful. You are still present. You are still working. You are still watching over the words that you've spoken into our lives and over our lives to bring them to pass. And Lord, we want to choose to just continue to believe, continue to say, yes, I believe, God, help me with my unbelief. I know you're good, and I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. This isn't just about pie in the sky when I die. This is about living in the reality of a connected life with him. So, Father, I thank you that's possible. And all you ask of us is just that simple thing. Yeah, get up, start again, give it another go. Be faithful. Just look at the little things that are in front of us, whether it's our kids, whether it's the neighbor, whether it's smiling at someone, whether it's looking out for someone else or hearing from you, just something little. God, thank you that you will show yourself to be faithful to those who continue to be faithful. So, Father, I thank you. Thank you for everything you've spoken today and this morning to us. Thank you that this week, you will send us out like lights in a dark world, that we will do people good. We will do those around us good. We will be enthused and invigorated to know that not by might, not by my strength, but by your Spirit. And as we just put, as it were, one foot in front of the other, we know we're carrying you into every situation. And we know that when you're there, something amazing can happen. So thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.